You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The mayor says the city of Milwaukee is working around the clock to respond to record-breaking rainfall in some areas over the weekend.
We're seeing reports from some parts of the city that have received more than a foot of rain. More than a foot of rain in a very short period of time. This flooding event, it's very significant. It's something that Milwaukee hasn't seen in perhaps a decade or more. I remember the last time we had a flood as significant as this in the city. I certainly feel for the people who are dealing with the aftermath of this storm and the flood that's happened.
Firefighters answered more than 600 calls dealing with flooded homes, stranded vehicles, and downed trees. The Red Cross has opened a couple of shelters offering food, water, and a safe place to charge your phone. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley declared a state of emergency to speed resource deployment and activate state and federal aid.
Our top priority remains to be the life and the safety for all Milwaukee County residents. And I've had a chance to tour some of the damage, been without power myself. And so I want folks out there to understand that we see and we hear you when it comes down to the damage and the devastation.
Governor Evers did issue a statement last night saying he's sending in the National Guard to help the Milwaukee County response. The Milwaukee Department of Public Works has opened a facility to dump things out today, and they're waiving dumping fees to help people dry out. They say they also want people to report anything that needs attention. A 31-year-old man is dead after exchanging gunfire with Milwaukee police Saturday night. It happened near 60th and Lisbon. Police found the suspect armed on a back porch after finding a vehicle connected to multiple robberies. After commands to drop the weapon were ignored, gunfire was exchanged, resulting in the man's death. It's not known yet if he shot himself or if police fired the fatal bullet. No officers were injured. An investigation is being led by Brookfield Police. Captain James Lovell, who grew up in Milwaukee before becoming one of America's most famous astronauts, will be honored in a private memorial service. Lovell attended Juneau High School and the University of Wisconsin, then went on to a legendary NASA career, making 4 space flights, including Apollo 13. Lovell passed away last week at the age of 97. He'll be buried next to his wife at the U.S. Naval Academy. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a 3-game series against the Pirates tonight after a thrilling 7-6 win yesterday to sweep the Mets. The game tied at 6-6. Bottom of the ninth, Isaac Collins at the plate. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Collins today with 2 hits. He's 2-for-4. Collins, fly ball.
Despite the floods in Milwaukee, over 37,000 fans came to the ballpark to support the team. Was there concern they might stay home?
I wasn't sure. Yeah, I honestly didn't know like if fans weren't going to be able to make it, and they showed out. Like, that's just AM fam for you, the Brewers Nation. You know, they love their Brewers, and you know, I love playing for this team.
That's the Brewers' Isaac Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eddie Murphy has pretty much been an open book for most of his incredibly impressive career. He was a highly successful comedian, one of the most popular SNL actors ever, and has had a lengthy movie career packed with several blockbusters like Beverly Hills Cop and Trading Places. That did not stop him from pointing out some of the blemishes on his resume in a recent interview with Complex 360. Murphy had no problem discussing some of his clunkers, which included maybe what Murphy considers to be his biggest bomb, The Adventures of Pluto Nash. The sci-fi comedy came out in 2002 and is also one of the biggest flops of all time after bombing with critics and only making $7 million against a $100 million budget. 1998's Holy Man is also on his list and lost big bucks, but when asked about his critically panned comedy Norbit, where Murphy played several different characters, Murphy held his ground and said he loved the movie. More honesty like this, please. Love Eddie Murphy. The music industry is still mourning the loss of Ozzy Osbourne. Wife Sharon Osbourne has said there will be a biopic of the rocker's life. Before you get too excited and think it's going to be all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, the Osbournes say it will focus on their marriage. The project was first announced in 2021, and all the Osbournes will play a role, with his children being listed as producers. Here's a Vigilante Justice news update. The Batman Part 2 has movement. Production will start filming in the spring of 2026, according to Variety. The film will not hit theaters until the following year, with a premiere date set for October 1 of 2027. Robert Pattinson is back to portray the Dark Knight. The production has been delayed several times, but all the ducks appear to be in a row. Matt Reeves is back in the director's chair. I was beginning to think this would never happen. James Cameron's Titanic won 11 Oscars and made over $1 billion at the global box office. The film almost had a much different look, though, as Matthew McConaughey was a frontrunner for the role of Jack Dawson, which ultimately went to Leonardo DiCaprio in the 1997 film. According to producer John Lando's book, McConaughey had a great read at the audition and everyone liked it. Cameron thought it was great, too, but asked the actor to read it again. McConaughey said, "No, that was good," which, according to Lando, kept McConaughey off the cruise. The world is about to get funnier thanks to Warner Brothers, who has just announced it has greenlit a Kristen Wiig and Jonah Hill film, a new comedy called Cut Off. The two funny stars play a pair of entitled siblings, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Hill is attached as the film's director and Wiig is producing. The film is set for release sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms will drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.